Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Time to talk some NFL draft with John McClain. You got to sit back and just watch last night. Texans didn't have a selection. They have Deshaun Watson.
Relaxing night for John McClain.
How many inches did I ask you to write, John?
I wrote, I wrote four stories and three things for our special online section we've started that costs now, get five stories free a week, and I mean at a month. And then they charge. We have to put out about a bunch of different stories for that. It's called Texas Sports Nation. So I was actually busier than I would have been if they'd had a pick.
Not relaxing at all for you last night,
though. Not at all.
Your overall reaction to round one, let's start at pick number one. Baker Mayfield goes number one overall. What was your reaction?
I didn't see anybody pick him number one in a mock draft anywhere. Never heard any speculation until 2 days ago. And then I'm watching the networks yesterday say, well, as we told you, Baker Mayfield was a shot, had a chance to go number one. I didn't see it or hear it or read it. And so I think everybody was stunned when it came out, and then when it actually got out that the general manager, John Dorsey, had decided on this back at the league meetings in March, people were really shocked. But, you know, that it's typical Browns. You know, the safer pick would have been Sam Darnold, but they're used to taking risk, and maybe it'll work out great for them. And I hope it does. And that surely caught everybody off guard before Thursday. Before, up until Tuesday, I didn't see anything about that.
John, did the Giants make a mistake by not taking one of those quarterbacks at number two?
They took the best player overall, and I don't think you can ever complain about taking the best player overall. Eli Manning's 37. He's been remarkably durable, even though he didn't play well last year. Dave Gettleman, the new general manager, and Pat Sherman, the coach, obviously think that they didn't have one of those quarterbacks rated high enough to do that. And I'm guessing people think Eli's going to play, you know, Drew Brees is going to hit 40. Brady already has. Rodgers says he wants to. So considering Eli has been the most durable of any of them, if he says he wants to play till 40, you know, I don't see how we could doubt him.
But isn't that also in some ways a vote of confidence in Davis Webb?
I guess there's always backup quarterbacks. They could draft somebody else in a later round. I don't expect them to, but somebody with the Giants. Oh, I know a friend of mine in the Giants organization told me at the owners' meetings when I asked him about Webb. He said Webb didn't play last year because he said he hadn't played much. He didn't play much at Cal because he transferred from Tech, so he was way behind just playing football. And so it's yes, it is a vote of confidence from him, unless we see them take a quarterback in the second or third round.
Your reaction to New Orleans' big trade up, the same as most of us, and surprised that if you're making a move that dramatic, that it's not for a quarterback, probably?
I was stunned. Marcus Davenport, I had him going anywhere in the middle of the first round, but certainly not with a trade up. He's raw. He's a tremendous prospect, but to trade up to get him, that's surprising. But they had the best draft in the NFL last year, so maybe they'll be right.
I know that Josh Rosen said that nine teams made a mistake last night, the nine teams that picked in front of him, specifically Buffalo. What do you think about Buffalo's decision to trade up and get Josh Allen and not Josh Rosen last night?
I'll say this about Josh Rosen. He should be on his knees thanking God that he is going to Arizona and get to play in an indoor stadium instead of the weather in Buffalo, and he gets to stay closer to California, so he should be happy. Josh Allen has the best arm in the draft. The Bills, we all knew they wanted to trade up for one of the quarterbacks, and they like Allen, and considering how much wind he'll have to play in Orchard Park, he seems to be an ideal fit. You know, I'll bet you, considering AJ McCarron hasn't played much more than he has. So it's only a matter of time before he's playing for a team that's coming off a 9-7 season and a wild card appearance.
Part of it for me, too, with Allen is the elements in Buffalo and just the ability and the strong arm to push through that.
He's got everything you want except accuracy, and it's going to be hard to be accurate in Buffalo when you have the weather. Well, the weather, not just talking about the cold and the rain and the snow, talking about the cities on the Great Lakes, it's windy.
Windy, yes.
And so he's got a great arm to cut through that wind. But if you're not accurate from high school, junior college, and college, the odds are you're not going to be real accurate when you get to Buffalo.
To the phones, you can join John McClain, 615-737-1045. Let's go to Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys. I was going to talk to John, also to Paul. The thing I was going to talk about, I know Paul got into a little debate last night with a guy, Matt B. Stewart on Twitter, talking about the possibility of the Colts not drafting Chubb, and kind of was like, I don't think that Paul was really taking a shot at Taylor Lewan.
But it's
kind of like putting the all pro against a possibility. And so I just want to get Paul's really clarification on that, and also to see what John McClain thought
about
it.
John, my argument was, if you're the Titans and you're picking a guy to match up against twice a year, that you would rather a division rival have Quentin Nelson than Bradley Chubb, and that you've avoided, by Bradley Chubb landing in Denver's lap, a twice annual matchup with a potentially premier pass rusher. Not that Taylor Lewan couldn't handle him. Not that I don't think Taylor Lewan's good. I think Taylor Lewan's great. But the fact of the matter is, Bradley Chubb twice a year breaks through one time, and he could hurt Marcus Mariota. And Quentin Nelson's not hurting Marcus Mariota.
I agree 100%. I thought the same thing here. Even though Quentin Nelson could be a 10-year Pro Bowl guard, the Texans don't have any tackles. And the Titans got Lewan and Conklin, and the Texans got Julion Davenport, who started four games as a rookie after playing at Bucknell and was drafted in the fourth round. If the season started today, their right tackle would be Chantrell Henderson, who came from Buffalo and started one game the last 2 years, and their backup is Kendall Lamb, a former undrafted free agent who was abused when he got to play last year. So I guarantee you they're happy that Chubb's not there. The Texans, this is a quirk in the schedule. They play the first seven teams that picked last night, which means they're going to be playing against Chubb and Von Miller, bookends in Denver. They're going to, at the time they play Cleveland, Mayfield will be starting. Time they play the Jets, Darnold will be starting. And so they're going to play those top seven teams, and it's going to be quite interesting. But I agree. In fact, I was thinking last night, players, if you are the Titans, the Texans, or the Jaguars, who you didn't want to see. You know, to me, you did not want to see the Jaguars adding another defensive player to already the best defense. And the Titans, I had them on all 10 mock drafts, taking a linebacker, went back and forth with Harold Landry and Rashawn Evans, and I think trading up to make sure to get Evans over possibly Pittsburgh and New England was a shrewd move by John Robinson. And so I think if you're the Texans, based on other players, they should not be happy that Rashawn Evans is going to be making plays sideline to sideline, and he can rush the passer.
I did think, though, that the Colts made the right decision. You know, the Titans like the pick, but...
Yeah, Chubb was off. I mean, it's not like they had a choice. The choice was made ahead of them. Denver had the choice. Denver took Chubb. The Colts, the choice for the Colts was Roquan Smith or Nelson.
Well, to me, conceivably. Personally, there's no choice. You take Quentin Nelson if you're the Indianapolis Colts at number six, regardless of who's
there. No brainer because of luck.
Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Sure. Hey, real quick, I just want to know, I'm not a Browns fan, but I want to know why the Browns wouldn't take Saquon Barkley at one and then take whatever quarterback landed in their lap at four. And so
it's clear, man, they had Baker Mayfield ranked number one. You know, they could add any of those quarterbacks. They took Mayfield number one. I had Mayfield going number three to the Jets.
A lot of people are saying that, John, as if, like, you don't want, just, you know, the hit rate on the quarterback is so low, just take the one that falls to you and guarantee you get the best player in the draft. I mean, it's still your job to sift through the quarterbacks and evaluate which one you think has the best chance to succeed in your organization and take that guy. How does that go over with your city when you've stunk forever and you say, we got a great running back, and then we sat at 4, saw which quarterback fell to us, and that's our guy?
If any team would have done that, it would have been the Browns. True. The team that actually did it was the Jets. When they traded up to 3, and everybody goes, well, wow, what if the first two teams take quarterbacks? Then who are they going to take? It's pretty obvious they must have liked 3 of them, because to be able to get one of them, and I'll guarantee you, before Tuesday, they didn't think they had a shot at Sam Darnold.
Yeah, they were fortunate based on, I mean, unless they loved Mayfield too. The presumption here is that they did better than they expected.
I do find it funny how many people are saying, just draft Barkley and then you can get Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen at pick number 4, even if Mayfield goes. And I'm thinking, well, they love Baker Mayfield. That's like, you could hate the pick and you can hate Baker Mayfield as an NFL quarterback, but
you should appreciate the conviction.
They love him. Yeah, it would be weak-minded just to say, oh, we'll just get another guy at 4 and just take Saquon Barkley at 1. I don't understand that thinking.
Plus, they signed Carlos Hyde. I mean, I'm not saying that takes Barkley off the board, but it's not as if it's Saquon Barkley or no run game and no running back.
Yeah, and let's point out they have 2 of the first 4 picks in tonight, and there's still good backs there like Chubb and Jones, and they're not going to be hurting for a running game.
Yeah, Browns and Colts loaded tonight. Loaded.
Keith is next. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. I was hoping you could help me understand why a team that seriously had issues on defense in the Super Bowl last year picked 2 guys on offense. I know we lost a couple of offensive players, but didn't we need a pass rusher and perhaps a cornerback on the Patriots?
Well, I'll give you two words about why they did that. Tom and Brady. They have not devoted a lot of resources to helping them on offense and to dip into Georgia and take 2 of their best players, a tackle in college, Isaiah Wynn, who some people think he can move to guard and should move to guard. But on the other hand, their tackles are nothing special. Maybe he'll end up beating them out, but he'll start. I thought that was a really good move. And then Sonny Michel, when he's running, and people love him, they liked him better than Nick Chubb, and you don't see Belichick taking backs high. I thought it was a shrewd move because he can help Brady a lot by taking a lot of the pressure off of him.
And they've got 2 more tonight, 2 more in the second round and the third rounder, I think. So, you know, what are you going to say if they went 2 offense in the first round and they go 2 defense in the second round? I think you come out of it pretty happy.
Let's go to Chris next up for John McClain. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
Well, I'm excited about this Rashawn Evans pick. They made the right move by trading up and keeping him from going to either Pittsburgh, Carolina, or New England. Great move by Tennessee, and I love him. Now, what would y'all think in the second round if we were to trade up for either Lorenzo Carter or Harold Landry? Because I'm not really sold on Josh Sweat or Sam Hubbard as a solid pick.
Well, you got to see who's gone, and you trade up again. There's no way I don't think you're coming out of it with the same number of picks.
I'd be surprised if they took 2 linebackers in the first 2 rounds.
Who are you? Landry has the medical issues. Apparently, that's why he lasted to the second round. Is there another player you were shocked to see not get drafted?
Not get drafted. I think I had 6 guys that I had going in the first round. Connor Williams, offensive tackle from Texas, who people had being first or second among offensive tackles. And then to see Colton Miller of UCLA, a lot of people think are going to have to play right tackle, to go to the Raiders at 15 was a reach. The biggest reach was Terrell Edmonds, the outside linebacker from Virginia Tech, going in the first round, like his brother Tremaine Edmonds. And so I thought, I'm going to say Connor Williams. I had him in the first round, low in the first round, in all 10 mock drafts.
What about Rashad Penny? Was that surprising to you?
Yeah, it was. But if you look, Chad, at what he did at San Diego State, man, oh, man, he was really good. It was, yes, it was a surprise for players that went, but not nearly as big as Terrell Edmunds.
John, thank you as always. It was a big night last night, and here we go into the weekend.
Guys, hope it, good luck to the Titans, good luck to the Preds, and I'll talk to you Tuesday.
Okay, sounds great. John McClain with us.
Good luck to the Rockets, and good luck to the Astros also. Right back at you, John.